You and Spence, for all this, I mean, here at Le Web 3, a very large, a very well-attended web conference bringing American, European entrepreneurs, investors, people with great ideas, some of them big, some of them small, some of them big ideas on small things. One of those is joining me now, Thomas Berg from playyou.com, PLAYYOO.com. And I have to say, we've mentioned it briefly before, but for people who might have missed it in our news stream, tell us a little bit about the service, Thomas.
Yeah, Playyoo is going to be a platform for mobile casual games. It also has a web interface, you know, to do all the personal preferences, your social stuff, and set up all the things so that you can, when you're on your mobile, easily select games, play games, submit scores and things, and so on and so forth. So we have a web interface, which is very important to our service, and the mobile interface. And it's not only about playing games and scoring and socializing around games as objects, if you like, but it's also about creating games. What we provide Flash developers with an extension to create professionally created games. And on the other hand, since we are understand ourselves as a user-generated platform, we have something like, we call it Game Creator, that allows everybody to create a game without any developer knowledge. It's like, you know, you can imagine like a templating system. There are, right now we have 6 game types, tic-tac-toe, the snake game, and things like that. And you can change and customize behavior, background colors, images. You can upload your own photographs, graphics, charts, whatever. You can use a library. So more or less you are enabled as a normal player to become productive, not only by scoring and you know, writing data onto the server, but by really creating games. You can participate in contests we have running. You can match with professional gamers, since, you know, the contest we have running right now, it's a contest with cash prizes. The community determines who is going to win. So the games that are most downloaded, most rated, will win the contest. So it's very likely that a very simple user-generated game beats the professional developer. So that's the challenge.
I mean, obviously, there's a huge amount of challenge for yourself as a company there. First of all, everything's being done in Flashlight. Why decide to go down that route?
We decided to go with Flashlight because it's definitely easier to create games and to create something like a game creator for Flash than to do the same thing in Java, for instance. So this was one of the main reasons behind it. On the other hand, there are lots of Flash games around already, and it's actually pretty simple to take an existing Flash game or Flashlight game and turn it into a Playyoo one. With that extension, it's pretty easy. It's more like importing and saving it with the new templates, and then you can upload it.
So a lot of developers obviously sell those Flash games. I mean, do you still have a route to market for them as well?
We conceive our platform as for professional developers as a stage to show their talent, their creativity, their innovation, their skills. And since we are heavily somehow connected to the advertising industry, there